This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This year, we've been focusing on what automation is doing for and doing to the American labor force. Forrester Research calculates that robots, algorithms, and automation in general will create 15 million jobs in the next decade, but destroy about 24 million, leading to a net loss of about 10 million jobs. But today, a countervailing view. I want to welcome Heidi Shierholz, senior economist and director of policy at the nonpartisan but progressive think tank, the Economic Policy Institute.
Thank you for having me.
So you and your team are not into this robots ate my job thing. It's not the problem. Why?
I am usually the most pessimistic person in the room, and I am not worried about the coming robot apocalypse. And the reason for that is that the footprints of automation being a problem are not showing up anywhere in the data.
Well, like what? You might be thinking, for instance, productivity.
Yeah. So productivity is where automation shows up in the data. And it used to take multiple people, many backbreaking hours to dig a ditch. Now it takes one person operating a hydraulic extractor. They can do it in an instant. So you can dig that same ditch in a lot less time. That's productivity growth. Over the last 10 years, we've seen remarkably weak productivity growth. In fact, we are at post-World War II lows with our productivity growth. So we are certainly not seeing a speed up of automation that might make someone concerned about automation displacing too many workers.
I know, but you know that's a great debate in economics right now. There's all these geniuses scratching their heads about how come we're not seeing productivity grow the way we should. And among the theories, not the only theory, is that we're not measuring it right. Maybe it really is growing.
The things that the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that the Bureau of Economic Analysis has to measure, they're tricky. And they're, you know, trying to capture things like intellectual development. So these are hard things to measure, but they're doing them pretty well. I don't think that that what we're seeing now with low productivity growth, you know, it may be off a little bit one way or the other, but measurement problems are not what is driving our low measured productivity right now.
Now, no one knows you to be a Pollyanna person, and I know that you don't think that the labor force is in great shape. What should we then be worried about if not the technology threat?
It's a thing that we see over and over amongst economists, that they want to say that the trends we're seeing, like rising inequality, are actually a natural outgrowth of a modern economy due to something like automation or something else that is happening that we don't have control over. But really what we're seeing, what is causing our rising inequality, is deliberate policy choices, like allowing labor market standards to erode, like the minimum wage and overtime protections, seeing unionization fall.
Others would also add globalization done wrong.
Right. Another key factor in there is globalization that has prioritized corporate profits while consistently exposing our workers to fierce competition. Those are the things that are driving our stagnant wages, our rising inequality. It's not being caused by natural forces of automation.
So if Alexa or Siri start doing the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ every day and I lose my job to automation, I'm going to call you.
And I'll say, oh, there's another good job somewhere else for you.
Heidi Shierholz is a senior economist and director of policy at the Economic Policy Institute. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Robot-proof jobs, we call our ongoing coverage. If you go to marketplace.org/robotproof, my team and I have three podcasts waiting for you to explore all this. I also wrote a piece in the latest Popular Mechanics magazine featuring a guy who has, I argue, the most robot-proof job in America.